All right, so continuing on Mamet Tes, Lamed Aleph, the line begins, Yemei Zivasa, about 12 lines from the bottom. Okay, so we're discussing why our Mishnah had said, the first line of our Mishnah was Kol Achabati and Chayt of Tara. During the 11 days of Ziva, she has a Chayt of Tara, and we were trying to figure out what that means. So far, we had four explanations. Again, we had Rabbi Yehuda saying that she doesn't need to do Bedikas during those days. We had Rav Chista saying that Rav Meir would say that even though normally a woman who doesn't have a vest is also to her husband, but during these 11 days she would be mutter. We had Rava saying that it means that she's not metame mesles, but we shlogged him up from a braisa, that she's not metame mesles, that if she has bleeding during those 11 days, she's not metame mesles, but we shlogged her up. We shlogged up Rava on the basis of a braisa. And then we have Rav Huna Bar Chia. And then we have Rav Huna Bar Chia saying in the name of Shmuel that the point of that line in the Mishnah is that she can't be keveya vest during the Yemei Ziva. Again, as Rashi had said, you have a situation, let's say she bleeds regularly every 15 days, but every 15 days means that some of them are during the time of Ziva, because you have 7 days of Nida and then 11 days of Ziva, so therefore it would mean that it's not considered a vest kavur. Even though it is regular in terms of number of days, it's every 15 days, it wouldn't be considered a vest kavua because it's during the 11 days, and during the 11 days it's considered to be a fluke that she should bleed. She has a cheska tara, and therefore we can't consider that she has a chazaka of having a period of that. Amar of Yosef l'shmili hoshmaisa. So that last one, Rabbi Yosef says, I didn't hear that statement. Now, why is Rabbi Yosef surprised by that? Rabbi Yosef was a Talmud of Rabbi Yehuda, who in turn was a Talmud of Rav and Shmuel. So everything that Rabbi Yehuda learned from his Rebbeim, he taught to Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef is surprised, if this is really a statement from Shmuel, how come I never heard of it? But we know from various places in Shas that Rabbi Yosef, sometime during his life, became very, very sick and forgot a lot of his learning, and Abaya had to regularly remind him of it. And here it is also. Omale Abaya at Amrit Nialon. So Abaya had to remind Rabbi Yosef, you're the one who told, you did in fact tell it to us, Va'aho Amrit Lon, and you told it to us in connection with the following Mishnah. We learn later on, and we learn later on, Daf Samach Gimel, so what is it, the ninth parak of Amos Echta, we say like this, suppose that a woman regularly has her period on the 15th day, and we're going to have to figure out what we mean by the 15th day. The then she changes one time, instead of having on the 15th, one time she has it on the 20th. So we say she's not allowed to have relations either the 15th or the 20th. The 15th, because it's still considered her vest kavua, it takes, once she has a vest kavua, it takes three times to break it. And the 20th, because she had that one time, so it means, in other words, so it's not a vest kavua yet, but the following month, she still has to be concerned for it. That's, by the way, we have this concept, because not the vest kavua, but the fact is, last month it happened, it might be the beginning of a vest kavua. She needs three times, but one time, so what it is, the difference is, we're going to learn, when we learn that Mishnah and the Gemara on it, we're going to talk about a vest kavua, you need three times to break. A vest she'ena kavua, only one time is enough to break it, but until it's broken, you have to be choshish for it. We have that nowadays also, by the way, even though, again, as we said before, most women do not have a vest kavua nowadays. You still have, whenever a woman has her period, you always have on the calendar, you always have to be concerned for the same day of the month in the following month. So let's say it was on Tes Vav of 1 month, you have to be choshish for Tes Vav of the next month, and she and her husband are also to have relations. It's called Vesta Chodesh. And also, there's a couple of other kinds of vestas that she has to be concerned about as well. She has to be concerned about Vesta Flaga and about Oina Beninus. We'll talk about those. We'll get to them later on. But the point is that you have this concept that even though she only had it happen once, there's still the possibility that it may happen again, and therefore she has to be choshish for it the next time. Continues the Mishnah. Shinsa Pamayim Leimchof. Let's say again this happens twice. So what do we mean? We're going to say soon what we mean by the 15th and the 20th. Well, let's say, so she had three times in succession the 15th, then she had three times in succession the 15th, then twice in succession, not the 15th, but the 20th, still Zeva's after, and she's still also on the 15th because her vest kavua still exists. It hasn't been broken three times.
She's okay.
Yeah, right. Then still they're both also. so only if a third time it changes to the 20th, then we say, okay, she was oiker the 15th, and now she has a new vest kavua on the 20th. Now, what does it mean the 15th? Va'amrit lona lo, so Abaya says to Rav Yosef, you told us on this, Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel, lo shonu ela tesvav l'tvilosa shen chofez l'riyosa. When we say the 15th, we mean the 15th day since she went to the mikvah, which comes out to the 22nd day since she had her re'iyah. Remember, we're talking about she became a nidda one month. She became a nidda l'san l'shchoydish. So she goes to the mikveh the night after Zion. Now we start counting 15 days from that. When we say 15 days, we mean, in other words, it was the 22nd day since she began having her re'iyah. It's 15 days since she went to the mikveh. Since she went to the mikveh, 15 plus 7 is 22. The reason
seven and eleven.
That's the point. So once we're on the 22nd day, then we're beyond the 11 days. So therefore, it's possible to be kaveya a vest during that time. Aval, but the point was jahasim b'mei nidasa koyilah. So then on the 22nd, good, she's in who you may nida because it's outside of the 7 and 11 days. Aval tesvav liriyasa, but Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, you told us that Shmuel said if it was the 15th day since her re'iyah, then no jahasim b'mei zivasa koyi. Then she's during the time of her ziva loykava. Then it wouldn't be a clear. So therefore, we can't say the 15th
until the
17th. She's until the 18th actually. 7-11 is 18. So through the 18th day, she's in her Yemei Ziva. So within those 18 days, so within those 11 days, from the 8th to the 18th, Shmuel is saying it's impossible to be Kaveh Avest. Well, that's exactly what he's saying, or Mishnah is telling us. So therefore, when we say over there 15th, it has to mean 15 days since she finished her Yemei Nida and went to the Mikvah. So that means there were the 11 days of Ziva, the 11 days of potential Ziva, plus 4 more days. So fine, she's back in the days that can be potentially Yemei Nida. Okay.
7, 11, 18, 7, 11
and 4, plus 4 is 22, yeah. So therefore, Abaya is saying to Rabbi Yosef that even though you don't remember having learned this din, you did and you taught it to us, but that's what it means.
What's the minimum day to make it 22?
No, so actually, so any time from the 19th and on would be the minimum. So if she has on Rosh Chodesh and then on the 19th, fine, then she can establish a cycle every 19 days. That would work, but not any sooner than that. Shmuel is saying, right?
Not according to the Rambam.
According to the Rambam is something else. According to the Rambam, we would say no. The Rambam would also say that it means she can't be kaveya avest during her Yemei Ziva. Same thing. In other words, it would mean. So in other words, it means same thing. That 18 days or less is not a valid cycle, right?
7 and 11 is 18.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Amar Papa, I'm Ritzel Shmaita Kamei Rav Yehuda Miniskarjim. So Rav Papa says, I was telling over this statement, this whole discussion that we just had, in front of Rav Yehuda Midiskarta, and I asked the question as follows. Nikba Lekava, granted, we're saying she can't be Keveya Avest during the Yemei Ziva. The question is, Ma'udin Nechushla. Do we at least have to be choshish for it? Should we say at least that on that day, fine, we don't say, in other words, that if she didn't check on that day, then we assume that she's tummy. Like we said in the Mishnah, once the day of her vest comes, if she doesn't do a bedikah, we assume she's tummy. But do we at least have to be choshish to say, she shouldn't have relations on the 15th. She shouldn't have really. So let's say she does have a period every day, 15 days apart. Does that mean that maybe on that day itself she shouldn't be having relations with her husband? Fine, we would say if she didn't bleed, then fine, we would say she doesn't have a vest for her, so therefore we don't have to be concerned that she actually bled. But do we have to be cautious that she should be author to have relations with her husband on the actual 15th day? Ishtik v'loy amalei v'loy midi. And Rabbi Yehuda Midiskarta was quiet and he didn't say anything. He didn't give an answer. So Amar Papa Nechdiana. Maybe he didn't know. So Amar Papa Nechdiana. So the Papa says, okay, let's figure it out ourselves. We said if she had a regular period every time on the 15th, which we said before meant 15 days since she went to the mikveh, and now it changed to the 20th day, but not yet three times. We said zevaz asurin. So we said that there, we said both the 15th and the 20th are also to have religion.
Nothing in
no, well, not nothing in between, right?
What? Okay.
I mean, to be exact, actually, Rashi says. I mean, they would actually have to. I mean, somochu vesto also. Okay, close to the time of the vesto also. But fine, it means an oina before it. But whatever. The point is that right, the days in between, the days in between, she would be mutter, right?
The day before the 15th and the day
and day before the 20th, right? Right.
So it happened one time it happened on the 15th, one happened on
the 15th. No, so three times it happened on the 15th. One time, instead, nothing happened on the 15th, and then 5 days later on the 20th it came. So we're saying she's still also on the following month, she's still also on the 15th. The following month, she's still also on the 15th, because it hasn't been necker yet, and also on the 20th, in case it happens again on the 20th.
So it happened three times later.
Right. There, Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and we just said that Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel, Lo Shonu Elo Tesvav, which we lost, Hashem Chavez L'Riyasa, that the 15th over here does not mean 15th since the beginning of her nidah, it means 15th since she toiveled, which comes out to the 22nd day since she actually started her period.
It was
7 plus 15, it's 22, right. Now, what happens? So, says Rav Papa, so what are we talking about? We said that she changed to the 20th day, which means v'shinsa l'yom chof zayin. So now what happens is this one month, instead of having the re'iyah on the 22nd day since the first one, she had it on the 27th day since, because 7 plus 20 equals 27. So what happens? Deki hadri v'osru esin retavdi. Now, Rav Papa says, we still have to assume, when we say that she's also on the 20th day, b'pashtos, it means that the 22nd day, actually. In other words, Rav Papa is going to take the view like this. If we say that she's also every 22nd day, then it means it's always going to be every 22nd, 22, 44, 66, etc. And even if, now what happens in between, you have one time when instead of on the 22nd, it was on the 27th. But what does that mean? Therefore, the next one is going to be after only 17 days, because one time it was 5 days late. So if we're still assuming that the next month it might still come at its regular time, then that would be after only 17 days since last
month. Is that possible?
Well, that's the question. So then, Kaim Lovitz.
No.
Okay. She had her period on day one. The next time she has it, we're saying is let's call the day that she had her first one. Let's call it day zero, actually. Then we have, okay, so you have seven days, and then you have 7 days, and then you have 15 days after her tevilah. She has the next one, which is day 22. We're saying she already had a vest kavua before this. It's already all the time, every month, 15 days after she goes to the mikvah, which is 22 days since her last period, she's going to have her next one. So every 22nd day. So it's going to be the 22nd, 44th, 66th, etc. Now what happens? We're saying 1 month, instead of it being the 22nd, it was the 27th. The next month, though, we still have to expect it's going to be on the 44th, right? Because 22 and then 44. From 27 to 44 is only 17 days. 17 days is not enough for Yemei Nida plus Yemei Ziva. So it comes out, therefore, so the Kihadri Va'osu Esther Mataki. So now when we have the next 22-day cycle, time will have a Sochi Mei Zivasa. This next time it's going to be within the Yemei Ziva of the previous one, because from 27 to 44 is less than 18 days. Vikatoni Zeva Zasurin. And we're saying both of them are also. Alma de Chayshinim. So obviously we're saying we do have to be Choshish. So that would answer a Papa's question that yes, even though it's during Yemei Ziva, fine, you can't have a regular, you can't say it establishes a regular vest during that time,
yeah,
but you can be Choshish. You should have to say that she's also to have relations that one day. That's fine, but still, the fact
not
is,
on a regular basis.
The fact that remains though that we still see that you can be Choshish for a bleeding that might be expected to happen
yeah,
even though it's during Yemei Ziva.
We didn't say that, we said just that time.
That's the point. But that one time, the next time, what should be expected to happen on the 44th day is during the Yemei Ziva of the previous one. And we're still saying, we don't say because this month that happens to be during the Yemei Ziva, therefore we can ignore it and we don't have to be choshish for it. And we only have to be choshish, let's say, for 5 days later. No, we say you have to be choshish for that day. So obviously you do have to be choshish even if during the Yemei Ziva. Now, the kasava, the papa, me estrin retautin, manina nido pischa me estrin vizayin manina. Now, therefore, that means that a papa must hold as follows. Here, I said that too fast. The kasava, the papa, estrin vizayin manina. The papa obviously holds that we are counting every 22 days, and nido pischa me estrin vizayin manina. On the other hand, when it comes to when do we consider the Pesach Nidah, when does her Nidah cycle of the next month begin? In this case, it begins on the 27th, because that's what Rapapa is assuming. This time, usually we're saying it begins on, usually we're saying, for example, she bleeds on day 22, so that's the beginning of her Nidah cycle for that month, and the next one is 22 days later on day 44, and so forth. But now we're saying, but Rapapa is saying this particular month, where instead the bleeding was on the 27th, we're saying the expected one is still going to, the next expected one is still going to be on the 44th, which is only 17 days later, but 22 and 22. But when are we actually counting the Yemei Nidah from? The first one of them this month is the 27th, not the 22nd. Right. Is the 27th, because that's the day she actually bled. They're not on the 27th, right.
That was the one time.
But still, that particular month, that's when her Pesach Nidah. Right. Well, no, so Rapapa is saying it doesn't move everything. That's the thing. Rapapa is saying, that's the point that we're going to take up now in the Gemara. Rapapa is saying, we don't assume that from now on, the 22 days, every 22 days, has to be counted from that bleeding. We don't. We still say it relative to the original, to the old one.
The 22nd.
Which is the 22nd. All we're saying, all that changes
next
is
27, though,
once her old vest is taken away and we have a new one, then obviously you have a new thing. We need three times for that. That's the point. Rapapa is saying up until that point, if we say, in other words, we expected up until now that she's going to have on day zero and then day 22 and then day 44 and so forth, then that continues indefinitely, even if one particular month, instead of Huyamei Nidah beginning on 22, they began on 27. So Huyamei Nidah are going to begin 5 days later, but her actual next expected period is still going to be where it was beforehand, which is 44 in this case. As opposed to the other way we might argue, which Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua now is going to argue, is that we say that now everything has shifted 5 days. We say, fine, it's still every 22 days. But because 1 month, the period shifted by 5 days, the beginning of the period shifted by 5 days, from now on, the 22 days have to be counted relative to that. So the next time, instead of the expected day being day 44, it's going to be day 49, 22 days after 27. 20, yeah, again, push 7 up. 7 and 15. You're always going to say, Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua is going to argue, that you always have the next one is expected 7 plus 15 days after the previous one. Not like Rapapa is saying, that you always expect it 22 days after the, you always expect it 22 days later relative to the original one, every 22 days relative to the original one. Rav Huna Breder of Yeshua is going to say that not. And if you say that not, then Rapapa's proof falls away. Because the next time it happens, the next day that's expected is not 44, but 49. And 49 is already outside of the Yemei Ziva. Because it started on the 27th, so you got 7 days of Yemei Nidah, 11 days of Yemei Ziva. That takes us to the 45th. That takes us to the 45th, and here it's on the 49th. So Amaleirav Huna Breder Veshul Rapapa Mimai. Who says that your understanding of the situation is correct? Dilma Estrin Vitautin Nami Estrin Vizayman. Maybe the 22 days are counted relative to the 27th day. So you're saying the 22 days are counted consecutively, 22, 22, 22 always, even though one time there was an offset. But maybe not. Maybe because there was an offset from now on, everything was offset 5 days later. So the next cycle of 22 has to be counted relative to the 27th. Now, when 22 days pass, she's back in her Yemei Nidah, because 7 plus 11, and that's only 18, and we have 4 more days to go. And he says, so in that case, then Rapapa, you don't have a proof that we should have to be choshish to a vest that happens during Yemei Ziva, because in this case, it's not during Yemei Ziva. And he, because it was shifted, right. And he says, v'hochi nami miskabra. In fact, it's logical to say that once it shifts, then it shifts permanently. If you're not going to say that, he says, consider the case, consider the case of a chicken. Okay, we talk about chicken laying eggs, but the point is, if you have a certain pattern, then the pattern has a certain pattern to it. And so what happens? What happens? This chicken regularly has a pattern like this. It lays an egg on one day, then no egg the next day, then an egg the next day, then no egg the next day, and it goes back and forth like that. A day rest in between. What happens one time What happens one time there's a break of 2 days in succession where she doesn't have an egg, and then she has, the next day she has an egg again. What are you going to say? What are you going to say when she goes back to her pattern of one day on, one day off? Are you going to say she's going to go from now on? Or are you going to say, or are you going to say she goes relative to the way it was originally? So in other words, this chicken, she's laid on Sunday, then not on Monday. Tuesday, not Wednesday. Thursday, not Friday. Then Shabbos. Then let's say she skipped 2 days, Sunday, Monday. So what are you going to say then? The next thing is you expect that she's going to lay for 2 days in succession to make up for the 1 day that she missed, and then she's going to go back to 1 day off, 1 day on. Or are you going to say from now on, you're going to have 1 day on, 1 day off, and therefore it's going to be a new pattern. It's going to be a new pattern relative to the old one. Obviously, it's going to be a new pattern relative to the new one. Same thing by a woman. And in fact, the Ritva says the logic is it was enough of an unusual thing that she skipped 2 days, where usually this chicken usually skipped only 1 day. You're going to say that because of that, you're going to have another unusual thing that she's going to lay 2 days in a row, which she never did. The same thing. Yeah. So obviously she's going to start a new phase, a new pattern, and then keep it that way relative to the new day. So the same thing.
There's going to be a new start date, but the length of the cycle will be the same.
That's the point. Of course, the length of the cycle is going to be the same. She still has a chazaka, the length of a cycle of 22. But instead of beginning on the 22nd of the previous cycle, no, it's going to begin on the 27th in this case, right?
So we don't have to worry about.
So then it's not during Yemei Ziva. So then Rapapa's proof falls away. So Rapapa says, okay, if you're going to explain that way, what are you going to do with what Rish Lakish says, who says, we learned in the first parak, Isha Kevas Lavest Vesechine Zivasa, a woman can be Kevea Vest during her Yimei Ziva. The Ein Isha Kevas Lavest Vesechine Nidusa, but he says a woman is not able to establish a new vest during the time of her Nida, as we're going to see the example soon. Rabbi Yechanan says a woman could even be kaveya a new vest during her Yemei Nida. Now, how does that work? How would that work? Lav to going to chazoi reish yarcha v'cham shabiyarcha. It must be a case. Suppose that this woman had bleeding on Rosh Chodesh, on the first of the month, and then 5 days later on the fifth of the month. Now, she's still doing her Yemei Nida, because Yemei Nida are 7 days. Then the next month, v'reish yarcha v'cham shabiyarcha. The next month also, Rosh Chodesh and the fifth. V'hash to chazoi reish yarcha means Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, v'cham shabiyarcha and the fifth of the month, v'reish yarcha v'cham shabiyarcha, v'hash t'chazoi b'cham shabiyarcha, the third month she only has a flow on the fifth of the month, or v'reish yarcha loy chazoi, that month she did not have a flow on Rosh Chodesh, on the first, v'ka'omar ishikei v'achla v'est v'seichim in Yidusa, and Rabbi Yechon would say, that makes a valid vest. Even though the first two times were doing her Yemei Nida, and you could argue, how can you start a new vest when she's Tomei Nida anyway? Nevertheless, Rabbi Yechanan saying that works. So Alma Mereish Yachamanina. So therefore, that shows that we do count from Rosh Chodesh. If we didn't count from Rosh Chodesh, then there's no sense in talking about whether she's doing her Yemei Nida or not.
No,
that's not a Chacham. It's Rosh Lakish versus Rabbi Yechanan. Fine, Rosh Lakish disagrees with that, but the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. So that she is able to have a vest toshime nidusa. So therefore, so now she has a vest on the fifth of the month. So okay, according to Rosh Lakish not, but according to Rabbi Yechanan, yes. We call the third time Yemei Nida during the Yemei Nida. Now how are we calling it during the Yemei Nida? The third time she didn't bleed on Rosh Chodesh at all. It must be because we expect that she could bleed on Rosh Chodesh because up until now she did. So obviously therefore we see by the same token when it comes to the every 22 days that we count every 22 days continuously and not we offset it by 5 days like you were saying. Amalei, so Rav Huna Brezer Vishua answers him, loy. Hachi Amar Rav Yechanan. No, actually the case that Rav Yechanan is talking about is a little bit different. So going to Chazoi Reish Yalcha V'Reish Yalcha, suppose that 1 month she has on Rosh Chodesh, the next month also on Rosh Chodesh, then at the end of that month, V'Esrin V'Cham Shebiyalcha, the third, so let's say, so Rosh Chodesh Nisan and Rosh Chodesh Iyar she has, then Chof Hei Iyar, the 25th of Iyar she also has, now that's not part of the pattern,
no.
And then V'Reish Yalcha, and then she has on Rosh Chodesh Sivan.
Mind you, five days. One of Rosh Chodesh is 29 days from the other, and then the second one is 30 days.
That's true, and we're going to take up that point later on, but when we talk about Vestas Kavur, however, it doesn't matter. it doesn't matter because actually that's considered a valid vest kavua la halacha. I believe we're actually, I can actually talk about it in the next parak, but if not, then we're going to talk about it in the ninth parak. But you actually, you know, we learned the other day the expression the Gemara used, shikura gorim. We said that the shofar causes things. So we said, okay, the Ritva said that the Gemara there was using it a little loosely because the fact of the matter was we're talking about the ninth month of pregnancy. Right. But nevertheless, we do have a concept that sometimes we say that when the time when Beistin is Kever Shodesh has effects in the physical world. We have a famous thing about it that says, for example, that we know, we're going to learn about in the next parak, that a girl from 3 and up is able to lose her besolim. Before that, they're able to grow back. But so you have, the Yerushalmi mentions a case. Suppose you have a girl is about to reach her third, has reached her third birthday, let's say, has reached her third birthday, but then Beistin decides that we need a second adder this year. So now it's an extra month till her birthday.
Yeah.
So then it becomes, no, but actually what happens is then, the Yerushalmi says, what happens in the Gashmiyus Tikkur world reflects what happens al pi halacha, and therefore we consider that her besolim are still able to grow back for another month. Lokeo gomer alai, the apostate from, yeah.
The day that's more or less. How can you make it up?
But it doesn't matter. The fact that they didn't determine that this day is Rosh Chodesh, that has effects in the physical world.
No, I agree that it's Rosh Chodesh. But it's still...
But it doesn't matter. The fact that it's 29 days or 30 days, the fact that Beis Din declared it Rosh Chodesh, and therefore the fact that Beis Din came out, it actually makes that it can have an effect on her cycle that she has, that sometimes can be 29 days apart and sometimes 30 days apart. Yeah, that's how it is. Okay, well again, we're going to get to that point later. But anyway, the point is, Rabbi Yochanan says, so Rav Huna Bredi Rabbi Shua is saying to the Prophet, you're assuming Rabbi Yochanan's case is where the third time she had the period during what would have been the Yemei Nida had she had the third bleed on Rosh Chodesh as well. No, it's the other way around. That the first two times were not during Yemei Nida. Only the third time is during Yemei Nida because that third time she happened to start 5 days early. She had, again, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 25th of Iyar, and Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So what happens then? So Rabbi Yeshua is going to say, "Dam Yunan Gama Yisedu Hu Deir Toisvuba." So Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that doesn't make it that it wasn't a vest tavua. It means that particular month she had an extra amount of blood, and therefore it started leaking out early. But still doesn't change the fact that she still has now a kviyus to have bleeding on Rosh Chodesh. So the next month also she'd have a vest tavua only on Rosh Chodesh.
But she, are we shot?
So maybe we'd be choshish for the 25th for the one time. Fine, we'd be choshish the 25th one time. But no, okay, fine. But the fact is that we're not, right. So actually, the halacha is like both Rav Papa and Rav Huna Brezer, for sure, because we are choshish for a day, even if it's during the Mezima. But we don't change, right. Right. So as opposed, again, according to Rish Lakish, she wouldn't even have a vest kavua.
No, because
Rabbi Yochanan is saying she does. So therefore, in other words, Rahuna Bred Rabbi Yeshua is saying, so you, the Papa, don't necessarily have a proof for what you're saying about to be choshish during Yemei Ziva. Maybe you are, maybe you aren't. V'chein ki also Ravin v'chol nechusei yama. So also when Ravin and all the nechusei yama, which means those who go down into the sea on ships, another possibility is that just means nechusi, which is the chachamim who go down from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Anyway, when they came, Amrua, no, that's the thing. Nechusi yama may be a mistake. It may be that it's supposed to say nechusi, and somebody accidentally put in the word yama. Okay, anyway. So it could be that they took a ship, whatever. Amrua, yeah, for example, they could have taken the long way around Saudi Arabia, up the Persian Gulf, whatever. Anyway, Amrua, Kirhuna, Breder, Yeshua, they confirmed that what Rabbi Yochanan meant was the way Rabbi Huna, Breder, Yeshua explained the case, not the way Rabbi Papa thought to explain it, that you had Rosh Chodesh and fifth only, but rather that it was Rosh Chodesh 25th and 1st. Rosh Chodesh 25th and Rosh Chodesh.
One time it came
5 days early, but we say that's just because she may have had extra blood and she can still be Kaveya again. Not necessarily would we say the other way around. If it was first and fifth, and then only fifth, not necessarily would Rabbi Yochanan say that she can be Kaveya again like that. Because the third time we would still consider it is during what should be the Yemei Nida.
So therefore, it was for two times, or it shouldn't be for three times.
Because the first two times it was during the Yemei Nida.
Yeah.
But Rabbi Yochanan would not be talking about that kind of case. Rabbi Yochanan would only be talking about the kind of case where the third time it came a little early and then also came bizman. Okay. So again, the halacha in a way is a little bit like both of them. The halacha is like Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua that we do have. The halacha is like Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, like his understanding of Rabbi Yochanan, that we mean that the case where she can be kaveya vest like that is only that Rosh Chodesh 25th and Rosh Chodesh, not the other way around, the way Rapapa said. But the halacha, on the other hand, is like Rapapa, we are choshesh for a day, even if it comes out during Yemei Zivus, and therefore she is off limits to her husband for that one day.
So we keep
one day, for the one day.
Cycle, but we one day we have a chash.
But we have one day, we have a chash, exactly right.
You say the old day and the new day, which is 5 days apart.
So that's what we're saying. So they, of course, so in this case, for example, so the following month, for example, she'd have to be concerned for the 22nd and the 27th, right? Until three times in a row. Again, nowadays we don't have the 7 and 11 days. It's not really negeya, with one possible exception. The shach brings up a possibility. This whole point that we're saying about being oiker a vest three times, the shach wants to say, let's say, for example, she had a vest kavua, then let's say we had three times she was oiker it, and one or more of those times happened to be during the Yemei Ziva. The shach wants to say, since we're saying that she's not expected to bleed during the Yemei Ziva, just like you can't be keveya a vest during Yemei Ziva, you can't be oiker it, you can't be mekel and say they oiker it if it happened during Yemei Ziva, you eat it. Most of the other Achronim disagree with the Shach on that. They say that nowadays that we don't have the 7 and 11 anymore. The fact is, the whole point is the Chachamim didn't want us to be doing the 7 and 11 because it's very easily confused. That's the whole reason why we're machmir with Rav Zeira's Chumra and say that we always consider her to be a Zavag Dola. If you're going to say, in that case, we have to apply the 7 and 11, then you're back to, you're back to the same confusion as you were before.
So today we always
consider a woman to be a zavag gadola whenever, even if it's only a small amount of bleeding. She always needs seven clean days, right?
Extra.
She always needs seven clean days after the bleeding stops, right? Okay. Hadron aloch b'nois kusim.